Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Verals. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Houser reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauer moves to third. Posada moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Bertoia reaches second base with a double. Norm Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertoia moves to third. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hauser strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. Baz moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Baz moves to third. Lump moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bauer hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baz strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Jim Cott. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Batty scores. Veerall scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Posada moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker pinch hits for Ray Moore. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Batty moves to third. Becker moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Veerals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Becker scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Julio Becker now playing first base. Bob Allison now playing right field. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Turino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertoia moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Bill Plice now pitching. Wes Covington pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia scores. Hauser moves to third. Lump moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Stan Johnson pinch hits for Hank Bauer. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Wes Covington now playing left field. Stan Johnson now playing right field. Leo Posadan now playing center field. Joe Pignatano now playing third. B. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Allison reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Pignatano applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Twins. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.